Tennessee FFA rocking it at National FFA Convention. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. The 88th National FFA Convention is going on right now in Louisville, Kentucky, and more than 1,000 Tennessee FFA members are there to compete and experience it.
It's exciting and tiring all at the same time, but it's one of those roller coaster rides you just don't want to close your eyes for. The memories that you make while you're here at National Convention, it's not worth missing just to get a little sleep, because you run on adrenaline, you run on excitement.
Chelsea Sanders is Tennessee FFA president, and she says Tennessee is there in force to see, compete, and make the most out of the convention. Madison Benson, West Tennessee vice president, made it to the Sweet 16 in the Prepared Public Speaking Career Development event.
The experience was phenomenal. At first, I was questioning why would I put myself through all this stress and all the time that it took, but as I was competing, I remembered exactly why. The feeling, just the reward of being able to say it, and just the feeling that you felt afterwards is just amazing.
Benson said the experience has been worth all the hard work she put into it. And Tennessee's own Nick Baker, state FFA secretary last year, has put in some hard work to run for a national FFA office.
The National Convention was the experience I had as a freshman that really put into perspective how great this organization would become. And 6 years ago, when I came here as a freshman, I would have never imagined that I would have the opportunity to run for national office. And so I've been through the interview process at this point. Now we're waiting till the announcement on Saturday.
Baker says no matter the outcome on Saturday, the FFA has given him the skills and confidence he needs to succeed in the future.
I would be hard-pressed to be able to articulate just how much my experience in the Blue Jacket has meant, because the lessons and the leadership that we develop in these 4 years, or in my case in these last 6 years, they're so deeply instilled in us, and they're so much preparing us and propelling us into the future to lead the future workforce and the future of this country.
More to come from the National FFA Convention. Stay tuned to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.